Oh, God. What a day. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love Halloween. At least, the way you humans celebrate it. Although, I do have to admit, the trick-or-treaters dressed up as elves drives me insane. Mere parodies of the real thing. I'm in a bad enough mood today that I was worried I'd light the trees on fire if I saw another elf. Why do the elves bother me? Oh, that's right. You don't know. I sometimes forget that I'm in disguise. I am surprised you haven't figured it out yet, though, considering how often you check me out. Always looking in my window when I'm changing. Oh, you poor human. You mere mortal. Of course I notice you looking at me. Human males are not hard to read, particularly about matters of sex. Your minds are like sieves, leaking your horny thoughts and emotions for the whole world to see. Tell me, mortal, what would you do to me if you could have your way with me? Cat got your tongue? To use an expression you humans use that I don't quite understand. But I suppose you're wondering why I invited you here this Hallow's Eve. Let me pour us some wine, and I'll tell you. Now, you do not seem particularly observant, mortal. Although, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. You humans have all the insight of a slab of granite. I suppose that's being overly cruel to the granite. Oh. I'm sorry. I've had a rough day. Hell, I've had a rough century. But I was hoping for something a little bit more interesting from you. You don't seem like other humans, and I wonder if perhaps there might be some elven blood in you. It's not that I require that the sire of my heir be elven. Hell no. Elven males? Well, let's not get into the details, or I'll be talking all night. I was only hoping you might be a little bit different than your fellow humans. A little bit less, how shall I say it? A bit less bland? Ah, it seems that I have confused you, even frightened you. Well, that is appropriate on this night. Halloween is, of course, the most sacred night of all for dark elves. And now, I see a glimmer of recognition in your eyes. Yes, I am an elven queen. I am the queen of the dark elves. Allow me to demonstrate to you the grandeur that is your elven lover. I shall rise to my feet before you and shed my disguise. Now, look upon me, mere mortal. Gaze with wonder and lust upon my naked frame. Have you ever seen a woman as captivating as me? I am dark and bold and beautiful. No simple human girl can possibly compare to me. Now, let us dispense with your clothing as well, mortal. Stand and disrobe. Why? You dare to ask me why? Have you not been listening to me? Do you think I speak lightly to you? Do you think that you can ignore my words? You cannot. But I suppose I owe you some sort of explanation. I mentioned that I had a bad day. Yes, that's right. I've had a bad century, too. Apparently you do listen to me. But that's for another tale, for another time. Back to my bad day. Tonight, as you know, is All Hallows' Eve. And this is the night that the fairy folk ride. I, as Queen of the Elves, must soon be away to lead the charge. But the Council of the Dark Elves met today, as we do every year before the ride. And the council elders expressed their concern. In fact, they expressed several concerns. A set of old prunes, the council elders are. But their biggest concern is that I have yet to produce an heir. Now, I know what you're thinking. These old men don't actually care about whether or not I have an heir. Their interest in the matter lies solely with their desire to be my mate. But I'll show them. I'll show those horny old prunes. I've chosen a lowly human as my mate instead. And I am most curious, you see, for it is said that human cock is far better than its elven counterpart. Good God, I hope it is. Elven cock is a sad, thin thing, never satisfying, never enough, always leaving a lady wanting more. But you? I'm quite confident that yours is neither sad nor thin. Now, do as your elven queen commands on this Halloween night. Stand and disrobe. Now that's what I'm talking about. There's no elven prick here. That's a man-sized cock. I must examine this more closely. It's not often that the Queen of the Dark Elves kneels before her subject. In fact, this is the first time I've ever done it. But I just have got to get a closer look at this cock. It's so thick and hard. It feels so warm in my hand. And that big head, it's just begging to be sucked. What a perfect cock. Absolutely made for sucking. Your big, fat human head is so large. So much better than silly old elven cock. It fills my mouth so full. I just can't help it. Well, now, that's exactly what a cock ought to be. And that was a whole hell of a lot of fun. But, so sorry, human. I can't have you blowing your load in my mouth. Not tonight. You're here to give me an heir. Come now, mortal, and lie down on my couch. I will climb on top of you, and you will be ridden by an elven queen this Hallows Eve. Yes. Oh, God, yeah. That's it. It's so true. Human cock is majestic. Big, glorious human cock. And this is what sex is supposed to be. It's so much fun to get to bounce up and down on such a fantastic stiff pole. Oh, wait, you're gonna flip me over? Very bold, human, taking such initiative with the Queen of the Dark Elves. I'm impressed. Yes. Hold me down by my hands. Grab my wrists and force me onto the couch. No elven lover has ever treated me this way. Fuck me hard, human. Fuck me into oblivion. Fuck. What a great, wonderful, magnificent cock. Oh, wait, though. Slow down, mortal. I do not wish you to finish yet. I want you to bend me over the table and take me like an animal. Breed me like you are a prized stallion, human. Holy shit. Oh my god. Human. Oh, I'm coming. You're making the elven queen come. Oh, come with me. Oh, please. Give me your huge load. Oh, fuck all of your sperm into my fertile womb. Oh, yes. Come. Come now. Well, I must say, this started as a pretty shitty Halloween, but it's turned out to be quite good. Now, I must go and ready myself for the fairy folks' ride. And you have done your duty well. Good evening, sir. Oh, hello, human. Have you come to inquire on the progress of your offspring in my womb? It has been 6 months now, and your child fares quite well, as you can see from the size of my swollen belly. The council elders are none too pleased that I did not choose one of their measly thin pricks to make my child. Oh, I chose well. As you recall, yours is the finest cock I've ever seen. And it certainly did its duty. Ah, you wish to fuck me again? Why, yes, human. I would be quite happy to entertain you inside of me another time. Shall I bend over the table for you? You seemed to enjoy that quite a bit the last time we fucked. What a glorious human cock. Oh.